Andy's has played well. I think he's played great football these last years since he's gotten in the league. Really taking this team to the playoffs. Running that offense well. He's a smart guy. Makes a lot of throws, and so I think he's done a great job. Player is fun to watch when we don't always play the same opponents, but he's always. Excited when you see them, their offense, because it is explosive, do a lot of different things to watch their offense and watch him play, and he's played at a high level.
Three guys who've been close to you throughout your football career, Ernie Accorsi, Tom Coughlin, and Justin Tuck, they're getting on it this week at halftime. What can you say about them?
Yeah, all of them have a special bond with, special relationship with, and all of them are very deserving of getting recognized for their contributions to the New York Giants, and all have a special place in my heart. All three of them and wonderful people, and did their job at a very high level.
Do you envision seeing yourself there someday?
Hopefully that'd be a great honor. But right now I'm just worried about playing in the game.
As the passing game has gotten a lot shorter and shorter the last few years, how much does that change? How does that change the pass protection? And I mean, do you feel less pressure? I mean, do all the guys have less time to get towards you?
Well, that's the goal. See if we can get the ball out quickly, get into our playmakers' hands. So you got to mix up. You got to hold. Obviously, you got to hold the ball some. But our goal is see if we can get it out fast and get it out quickly, and don't put that offense line in a bind where you're doing a lot of 7-step drop.
Even before Victor, you guys were doing some different things with receivers. I mean, do you think the first bunch of games you played three guys almost exclusively? What does expanding that do, you think, to the offense?
Well, I think you get some guys in there, and things that they do well, you can use their strengths. So you can put guys in certain situations, move them around, and create different concepts based off. What skill set guys have. So, I like to have lots of different receivers, move guys around, and game plan to try to give us our best matchups.
I mean, you went almost exclusively with the three guys the first bunch of games. Did you think it was a little too easy to figure out what you were doing with those three? I mean, those are your three best receivers, but, having them on the field all the time like that?
Well, I think it's just, a lot of it is just with Roger. He's played well in preseason and training camp and OTAs. He was making a lot of plays and just, he's come in and played well when he got some got reps, and just trying to keep in a smaller set of plays for him that he knows he can go out there and play fast, and so each week kind of expanding that role just so he can be anywhere and everywhere. Guys had to step up, whether we had Odell hurt, where you have Victor hurt, some guys get banged up for play, we need a guy to step up in there, and you want to make sure that guy has to play, he's ready. So he gets certain things, but then hey, now could be called to play a little bit more, and he's ready to play.
And with Victor, sometimes you think maybe a little less could be better for him. He was on the field almost every play. Maybe he could be more effective. Looked like they were taking some of the snaps away before he got hurt.
I'm sure he would say he wants to be out there every play. So that's how receivers play. So whatever the coaches do, hey, that's what we got to do. And whoever they want out there at certain times. Give guys, breaks, give them rest, can be good as guys get older.
Obviously, losing a guy like Justin Pugh, it hurts, but how do you think guys like Brett and now Adam Gase have stepped up in practices so far this week?
I thought, obviously Brett came into the game and played well. Guy who's got experience, he knows what he's doing, has played some already this year. So I think those guys will be, up to the challenge and go out there and play well.
Sorry if you were asked, but the three-game winning streak, what do you think just the key has been for you guys?
I think it's just... obviously getting games to the fourth quarter and making plays down the stretch. So I think all of them been a little bit different. They're not all perfect. Each one you leave saying, hey, we could definitely do things better, and that's you're gonna say that after every game. But it's just just proud of the way the guys have fought and found ways to win games. That's what it's all about. Just making plays at critical moments, and defense done a great job. Offense done our part of. I think we're protecting the ball better, and defense is getting turnovers, and that's always a big help.
At the other side of the ball, what do you think of the way Landon Collins is playing?
Landon's been playing great. See him. I don't see every every play on defense, but you see the interceptions, you see some of the big tackles and sacks and plays that he's making. So he seems to be around the ball a lot, and that's good.
As someone that's been around, is this kind of what it looks like when a young player starts to really come into their own, breakout?
Yeah, well, knew he was a talented player, and last year saw it. But I think that second year, that first year you come in, there's a lot going on, and NFL, and it's defense is more complex, lots thrown at you, and you're maybe thinking a little bit, and so you might not make the plays that you normally would make. And so now you kind of see him flying around, totally confident in what he's doing, and the results show on game day.
One more. I'm sorry. I don't know if you were asked, but what was your reaction to Donald Trump winning the election?
No reaction. Woke up this morning, saw it, and then came to work and started getting ready for Cincinnati.
Is it a thing guys been talking about today?
No, I haven't heard guys talk about it. And had a whole lot of time individually to talk with the guys, but haven't heard it being a big discussion.